Quinn, you guys, Clippers scored 24 points in those last 5 minutes there. Mm-hmm. From your point of view, what was it that, you know, allowed them to score so efficiently at the end?
We didn't communicate. They were, you know, they execute very, very well. And we were switching. We were small and we were switching a lot of the screens. And, you know, we made mistakes, period. There wasn't anything magical. You just got to communicate at the end of the game. If you're, you know, blocking all, you know, we're picking all those, you know, switching all those screens. And we didn't. And they're, you know, they make you pay. You know, they'll get, they just need a window. And they're clutch players.
You mentioned going small there. Can you explain kind of why you went with Booker at the five there and then kind of the other four?
Well, that's how we played the best during the course of the game. You know, I mean, that's where we felt the most comfortable. They were small. So, you know, Book did a good job guarding. He gave us some pop offensively. I mean, it's, you know, I can play Booker or Jeff Withey or Trey Lyles, but we got to play one big guy. You know, so we were playing small, and Book's the guy that's been our guy, even though he's, you know, he's not as big as DeAndre Jordan. I thought he battled and did a good job, but he didn't get hurt on the boards. That's, the size didn't hurt us. It was the communication.
Obviously, with injuries, options are limited. Does it make it feel any better or worse that you guys were as competitive as you were despite some of those?
Well, it's hard for our, you know, for our group. You know, you want them to compete the way they did, and, you know, Al goes out, and obviously Fave, we find out, is not playing. Rudy's out. He's just kind of so for them to compete the way they did, that's who they are. You know, I don't take it for granted, but they've shown that. But you know, you want them to have some success when you do give that type of effort, and, you know, it didn't happen that way tonight.
Aaron, you got a follow-up? Do you have anything more on Alec? I mean, it looked pretty rough, the fall.
Yeah, I know from what they've said, they're, you know, he had concussion-like symptoms, and they're looking into his ankle, whether or not there's something, whether it's sprained or something more serious. I haven't talked to all our medical people yet.
You mentioned the communication kind of causing the three-pointers at the end. With the three-pointers in the third quarter and kind of throughout the game, what was the cause of that? Was it communication as well? Or
honestly, I'd have to go look at the tape, man. I can't tell you how they got every shot they got during the evening. I know the last 5 minutes that they ran the same play a couple times over and over. And, you know, one time we didn't switch out. One time we switched off the ball. I mean, it was a different mistake every time. But those mistakes were grounded in the fact that we weren't talking. And, you know, when the game's going that fast, we got a few open shots too. I mean, there's going to be times in the game where the other team gets open shots. The last 5 minutes of the game, they can't get them that are that open. And we've just got to be better, you know, guys talking stuff out if we're gonna do that. And that's been good for us when we've been small. That's been something we've had success doing, especially in pick and roll. And some of this stuff was more off the ball. But it's still got to, you know, you still can't have those kind of breakdowns.
Coach, can you talk about Rodney's fourth quarter? He looked like he got into a rhythm.
Yeah, I mean, he had, you know, Gordon, you know, had it going earlier, and Mute did a good job really locking up on Gordon. They were trapping Gordon's pick and rolls, and, you know, Rodney had a chance to get in the lane, and when he gets there, he's capable of rising up and getting a shot. And, you know, every time we got the ball moving, we had a chance to drive, and those drives usually got us some good looks or some kickouts.
You went back to Gordon. Obviously, options are limited again, but you went back to Gordon earlier than you usually do in the fourth. Did you say anything to him? Did you guys have a conversation? Hey, I need more out of you.
Yeah, I mean, we just, it was a game where, you know, Rodney was a little banged up in the first half. We lost Alec. And there, you know, we played Joe. We played Eli. We played Chris. I mean, we're trying to figure out how to win the game with, you know, with bodies out. So, you know, Gordon, what, played 37 minutes? So, I mean, it's still, I don't know that he's played, you know, that's a healthy amount of minutes, but in a game like this with guys down, I didn't feel like we overused him or overworked him.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.